This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Bringing it in fast, huh, Brendan? Good stuff. Good stuff.
Well, I had you were ready for the all right. I was like, oh, I gotta get this music down. So
yeah. It's going well, man.
Producer 101.
Producer 101. Flip those switches and turn those dials.
That's right.
Get us on the air and make everyone smile. How did you like that?
I love it. We should use that as the catchphrase for our
radio. We should. We're going to use it from now on. So anyway, you know, there's a friend of mine, Dave Scott. You probably know from KUSI 9 News. He was the meteorologist or weather guy for years. He retired from there. What a lot of people may not know about him, he's an amazing singer and trombone player.
Yes.
And they do a lot of... you know, old school music, him, and he's got a friend of his or Bobby that plays the keyboards, and they're just amazing people. I'm trying to think about where I was going with this and the music. Oh, he wrote a song called The Auto Man. That's where we were going with this. So anyway, going to have to get that thing recorded somehow so we can play it and use it as part of the show here for sure. But it's a pretty cool song, and he did a really great job with it. Yeah, one of those things for sure. Man, I tell you what, been a crazy busy week. A lot of crazy things going on in this world. But what we're going to talk about today is automotive related for sure. I got some great automotive stuff to talk about without question. So, the San Diego Auto Museum. We're going to be sponsoring, of course, as we did last year, the Trunk or Treat, which is going to be Saturday, October 25th. Some really great stuff. Parents are free, children are free for it. Any children 12 and under wearing costumes with a parent, the parent gets in free also. What a great thing, though. They put all these cars, you can go through the museum, and that it's, they call it Trunk or Treat. They're handing out candy and stuff like that from all the vehicles and that, and a very safe environment. So put that on your calendars, Trunk or Treat, Saturday, October 25th, San Diego Auto Museum in Balboa Park. They do so many cool events without question. So
I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there for that?
Yep.
Awesome. I'll be there for that. We'll be sponsoring once again. So, already set that all up. They also have the San Diego Auto Club. I need to talk about one other thing. And you missed it. You answered the phone. But Dave Scott wrote a song for me. It's called The Auto Man. Mm-hmm. You should hear this song. It's really good. Somehow I got to get it recorded.
Okay.
So I don't know how I'm going to do it. But maybe I'm going to schedule some studio time with you.
I was going to say, he knows how to schedule some studio time. And if he needs references... I have an old professor I used to work with.
That has a studio?
Yeah, out in El Cajon. He produced for many famous artists.
Oh, really?
Adam Lambert.
Adam Ant?
Adam Lambert. Oh. He's currently the lead singer of Queen because the original passed away. So he's the lead singer of Queen, and he had his own solo career, too. And
the lead singer of Queen was, what's his name, wasn't it?
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, he passed away a long time ago.
In the 80s, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
right?
I believe he was an AIDS victim when that whole pandemic was going on. For.
But anyways.
Has he been the lead singer of Queen since then?
Only since, I want to say, like the late 2010s.
Oh, really?
So it's pretty recent. Yeah.
Okay. Is he good?
He's definitely, you will never fit the shoes of Freddie Mercury in his voice, in my
Probably
opinion.
Probably not, yeah.
But... if you don't compare it to him and you just view it as its own situation, He's not bad.
He's not bad. Yeah. He's not bad. Is Queen still a tour?
Yeah. Surprisingly, really? No. Yeah. I'm surprised. There's a lot of artists who I'm like, really? You're that old and you're still touring these days? Like,
the one that always amazes me is the Rolling Stones.
Oh, you know, for me, actually, it's Willie Nelson.
Oh, him too.
He's 90.
But he doesn't jump around like Mick Jagger does.
No. And to be fair, he's probably strumming the same chords over and over in every song because he doesn't, you don't have to change too much.
He's a good artist, though.
Oh, no, excellent.
Yeah.
And
how old is he, though? 90?
He's got to be 93. I'm going to look it up. But
wow.
I remember the last full album I heard him was he did a whole country album, but it was Frank Sinatra songs. So he covered Frank Sinatra's a country.
Versions. Very, that and was I, probably and I, interesting.
And I'm like, you know what? You're 92 years old. He's 92. I looked all it right. up. You could do whatever you want at this point. You know what? Just feel free to do whatever you want.
Kind of living on borrowed time, huh? When you get up that age.
It's true. And he's actually, and if you think about it, he's the last surviving highwayman out of all the members.
Oh, he is, huh?
That's surprising. No offense when I say this to people, but I think he would have been on my least on the bottom there because certain habits he has.
You know the thing about him, the only real habits he has though are drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
And I don't think he drinks anymore.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. And smoking lots of marijuana.
Yeah.
But I mean, comparatively to drugs that other rock bands and stuff do, that's he's very, very mild.
It's very true.
So that's maybe why he's still alive. And he's probably still alive because smoking all that marijuana relieved his stress level. He didn't care, and therefore stress didn't kill him.
Probably.
That's going to be my theory I'm going with, without question. But I also wanted to talk about real quick here in automotive news, the new Podium Club, which is a club that they're putting together there at the San Diego Auto Museum. You can get involved in. If you join, members enjoy exclusive access to private car collections, special travel experiences, and special events. Good stuff there. They get 15 guest passes per year, 50% off additional guest passes over the 15, 20% off private event bookings, parking pass for the museum's private lot. Well, down there in Balboa Park, that's well worth its money, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I went there yesterday to Balboa Park, and I couldn't find a parking spot to save my life.
No need to pay for parking in Balboa Park. Plus more. First event is scheduled for October 18th in Julian. And for more information, you can visit sdautomuseum.org or email Brandy at sdautomuseum.org. And that's Brandy Wilson. She's this chief operating officer over there. She does an amazing job, along with Sharon and all of them. Such a great organization.
Absolutely.
They've really taken the museum to a higher level. And I know you're going to say you just love the library over there.
I was about to say that, so thank you very much. And not to mention, tomorrow's a very special day because I'm going to go a little bit early on the auto shows. Tomorrow is the San Diego Automotive Museum Cars and Coffee Show.
Yeah.
So you can go check out the auto museum there, too.
That's a good way to go. Yeah. Do you have other cars and coffee shows? You have other coffee shows?
I do have one more other car show to talk about, which is the American Truck Historical Society Truck Show, which is happening at Bates Nut Farm over at Valley Center, California. And those proceeds are going to be donated to the Support the Enlisted Project San Diego, or STEP.
Nice.
No, STEP. Excuse me. My microphone's being wonky.
SEP?
STEP. STEP.
Support the Enlisted Project. Does it have to do with the enlisted members of the military or something?
If I had to guess, yes. But I'm going to go take a look into more information right now about this group. But again, either way, a very, very good cause. STEP is a it's a event for to help military personnel who can't afford food, diapers, hygiene items, and more to be available for them. So,
gotcha.
You're absolutely correct. Congratulations. Yeah. So, very good causes. Go out and go check out a car show tomorrow. They are both tomorrow. One's at 7:30 to 9:30, and the Bates Nut one is. Just give it time. Yeah, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. So you got a lot of time in between to go visit both for sure. So.
Yeah. You know, I had to travel back to Ohio this week. I had a family member that wasn't doing well. And they're on the mend now, so hopefully everything's going to be good. But I was going to say, and I got stuck in the Chicago airport coming back. I don't know what happened this week in San Diego, but on Wednesday evening, you all had a plane down on the runway here. I don't think it crashed or anything. There was a problem with it. Something happened and was blocking the runway. You know about this?
Yes, I did hear about this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, because of that, we taxied out in Chicago, turned right back around and taxied back and had to spend the night in Chicago.
Oh.
Thank you. Why'd you park your plane on the runway, Brendan?
What happened?
Do you know?
Well, first off, I told my agent, you fire the pilot as immediately as possible.
What did he do? Stop, get out, run away or something?
He was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then he just jumped out the plane. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? No, in all seriousness, though, first off, I want to apologize for having you to stay the night in Chicago because, you know, I just made you lose Chicago listeners just now. No, in all seriousness.
Chicago.
I don't.
I do to visit like for one night or something and the food and stuff. The problem is it wasn't that kind of experience because I didn't get to stay in Chicago. Mm-hmm. It was by the time this was figured out, it was 10 o'clock at night. So I'm off to a hotel and you know, the airlines don't exactly give you vouchers for the best hotels. I'm going to tell
definitely
you that.
Definitely not.
Next time I'll be doing it on my own dime, even if they give a voucher.
I was going to say, you could have tried the USO a little bit too, if you wanted to try that.
The USO is closed at 10 o'clock at night.
Get out. Gosh.
In the airport. Yeah. No. So, well, I wanted to sleep somewhere and be able to shower. It's kind of important to me. It's high on my list.
Yeah.
So, although I got 3.5 hours of sleep that night, that was about it. But the point of that is, what happened with the airplane?
I think,
do you know the answer? I mean, why?
I believe there was just some technical issue and thus it delayed every single flight.
It's like a car, they break down.
Yeah.
It broke down in the middle of the runway. Yeah, so anyway, no flights in, no flights out. So when I got here Thursday morning, so they redid the flight for Thursday morning at 8 a.m. and I got here Thursday, 10 o'clock in the morning or whatever. I have never seen so many people in the San Diego airport. It was a zoo. For lack of a better term, Brendan's favorite coffee spot there in the terminal had a line of like 80 people in it. It was crazy. So I was glad I wasn't flying out of San Diego that morning when I landed here.
Absolutely.
It was a zoo. When we landed, it took 20 minutes to get a gate. When does that happen in San Diego?
The only time I can ever tell you this was for a personal level. We booked flights, I want to say 3 months in advance to go to a wedding up in Washington. And then our flights got delayed by 3 hours. And sure enough, we looked at every other flight of the same company. Mm-hmm. Delayed by 3 hours. And because of that, it was due to an in-company strike.
Yeah.
So a lot of the workers just up and left the area and started striking for better work.
Well, I'll be putting in for a refund for the flight from Chicago to here. From what I understand, anything over 4 hours, you're delayed or set back. They have to refund you.
I'll have to ask my mom about that from years ago.
Is she an airline pilot?
Or no.
Oh, you can't get a refund now. It's been too long, Brendan.
No. I wonder if she got one earlier.
Oh, she might have.
Because we were in Detroit at this time. At the time I was thinking of. And our flight got delayed because of a thunderstorm. And when we went to our gate,
thunderstorms don't count. Anything natural, it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
If it's a problem with the airline or their stuff, like an airplane broken on the runway, that counts.
Gotcha. Okay, never mind.
Their job is to not do that, so.
Well, that explains it then. But yep. We did get first class tickets.
Because will sometimes feel bad for you and upgrade you or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So. No, I got stuck in Minneapolis one time. I was headed to D.C. for the Auto Care Association. And there was a tornado in Atlanta or something, shut down the whole Eastern Seaboard. Boy, people were so mad. I mean, that you can't be mad at the airline about that. You just can't. They didn't order a tornado, I guarantee you.
Yes.
So let's not be ridiculous, right? So my point is, weather is excusable.
And I bet you out of all the things, those people working those airlines, the least of their the least thing on their list is like, don't give me bad weather. Don't give me bad weather because I don't want to deal with these people these days. So
yeah. Well, and it was funny. There was a lady, not funny. I'm glad I don't work for the airline. There was a lady screaming at the lady at the desk. She's like, you're ruining my vacation. And the lady that worked for the airline was very calm. And she's like, ma'am, a tornado ruined your vacation. I am not running your vacation. I'm just here to help to see if I, as soon as we can get you rebooked. That's what I'm here for.
Thank you.
You know,
and that's a very professional.
That was the next morning. So, hey, you know what? You're going to have to just wait. It is what it is.
Sure.
Some days, you know, some days things just happen.
Hey, I do have a couple of auto questions for you. Okay.
Let's shoot out the number one, 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You guys give us a call. Anything you want to talk about this morning, for sure, automotive related. We're going to be talking about a bit about vehicle recalls, TSPs, and technical service bulletins. But you shoot, Brendan. What is your question?
Okay. Very quick. Well, so obviously, by the way, the recalls. I know we're going to talk about that T word. So we're going to get that out of the way soon, I bet. Because they're constantly being recalled. But nevertheless, my question to you, am I allowed to file something to the National Highway Safety and the Safety...
National and Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Traffic,
that's what it was. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Can I file something to them to look into and investigate for a car company? Because I feel as if my Nissan Rogue is being delayed in terms of the rear view camera. And I don't. And
does
I don't,
it still not work?
In terms of like when I hit reverse, you said there should be only a 1 to 2 second delay before it comes on. But it seems to be much, much longer now.
So just wait to back up till it comes on.
No, I know. I'm just wondering, can I file something to them? That way they can look into it and then possibly.
You could.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure online I would go to their website. And yes, consumers can file concerns about vehicles as far as that goes if there's something going on. Yeah,
perfect. Because I know that the year after my model that I had was the one that had a rear view issue. So it surprises me that my car didn't get that rear view issue.
Oh, so you weren't included in a recall.
Correct.
You were in the key recall or something, weren't you? Did you ever get that done?
I did not get that done. I do have the key recall still on me. Yeah. No, but there was the delay on the rear view camera for 2019. Oh, no, sorry, 2021 through 2025 Nissan Rogues. And I'm a 2020 Nissan Rogue, so that's why I was kind of
But you're, it jumped right in. The bug jumped right over 1 year to you.
I guess so, yeah.
It's one of those things.
So I just wanted to check.
You could, yeah, you could. You could also call your Nissan dealer and see if they're if they've seen that and taking care of it.
Okay.
Even though you're not including it in the recall, you know, let them know, hey, I'm having the same problem that this recall is for. Are you guys doing? Do you run in a campaign? Because they could have a campaign.
Okay.
Not a recall, but a campaign, which means if people complain about it to Nissan, that they'll get you in and get it fixed. They could. I'm not promising you. Right. Car dealers do that sometimes. So
I've never heard that before.
Hyundai has a campaign on an engine, not a recall, on several of their motors.
Okay.
Remember, I had two of them put in Tucson's for free.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, because and it's a campaign. They're not sending out notices saying, "Hey, come in and get a free motor." That'd be a recall.
Gotcha.
So it's a campaign though that they're doing that up to a certain amount of miles. So you show up and they have criteria: motors locked up or through a rod or whatever or knocking. Then certain model engines. I think it's the 2.0 liter. Certain years they replace the motor free of charge.
Okay.
Up to like 150,000 miles or something.
All right. I'll give a call to my dealership to find out if they're doing anything like that.
Okay.
And then otherwise, I will contact the administration about that, because I feel like, again, I think I should be included in that recall. But that's just me personally. And I want to say it's probably multiple 2020 Nissan Rogues for that matter.
Gotcha.
So. I'll look into that. And then my second question was having to deal with registration of the vehicle.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, I have a call to go pick up right now because
you should grab those. So that's your job.
We'll just go to commercial and I'll save my question.
Yep, 1-888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. Give us a call here. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Sorry, I was trying to get connected up here and find this thing.
No, it's okay. You're good.
Me and Brendan at break, we're talking about there's some crazy stuff come on, thing. Do your thing. Oh, there it is. Yeah, there's some crazy stuff going on in this world. Obviously, we all know about the very unfortunate assassination of Charlie Kirk, as far as that goes. So, but let's see if I can get this thing to work. I don't know if it will. There it goes. I think it's going to work. Anyway, there is a group, and I'm just going to talk about this real quick because this is the strangest thing. They, in their, in two things, they send emails out, and then they also call. I got a voicemail on my office phone from this young lady. Oh, it won't let me in here. It's mad because the firewall, I can't get through.
Oh, man,
so,
sorry.
No worries. So anyway, I'll go see if I can find it here in a second, but on my phone at least. But there's a group, and they send out emails, and what they do is, it's funny because, and the girl left a voicemail message. She's like, you need to stop advertising with anybody related to Nextstar and groups Nextstar, or I forget who owns ABC. What's Sinclair?
Sinclair.
Sinclair and Nextstar. You need to stop advertising with them because we believe in free. They're all mad about, I'm not even going to mention his name, that got terminated from his late night show. Mm-hmm. So you know who I'm speaking of.
Yes.
Everybody knows who I'm speaking of. But I'm not going to get involved in that whole debate. But what I am involved in is these people threaten. We like to, we're local, we won't be able to recommend you, like, I don't know what weight and power they think they carry, but the whole thing is, in their statement, they say, we'd like to be able to support you as a local business, but we're not going to be, we're going to have to tell all our friends and family not to support you as a local business, because, and then they talk about how, this late night guy is part of cancel culture, being canceled. And I'm thinking, what are you guys doing right now? And your emails, and you're trying to cancel me,
right?
Because I advertise on a TV station, I pay for advertisement. This is the biggest joke in the world.
It's a very, very hypocritical thing to be talking about.
I wish I would have got the call, not left the voice. They don't leave a number to call back. They should.
Wow, that's ridiculous. That they don't
they don't want you to call back. That's why. Trust me. But, you know, kind of look at it. I did email them back, and I was like, hey, go away. You know. I'm not
hopefully it's a little bit more worded than just go away.
It was okay, a little more worded, but very nicely, very professionally.
Very good.
But it says go away and bug off, basically, in a very professional way.
Good.
I was like, hey, you guys, this is not, we don't play this game. Don't, yeah. I just can't believe, boy, it's a strange world we live in, huh?
I'm telling you what, the past 3 weeks have been, I say this a lot when I say, like, oh, it's been a really whirlstorm of news. But honestly, these past 3 weeks and just seeing where our society is, like, I don't know if you happened to see yesterday.
There's a bunch of nut jobs out there.
Did you see the riot in Chicago yesterday?
No, apparently I missed it by about 12 hours.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, there was an ICE raid that happened.
Oh, okay.
And people were actually throwing and
they were against
punching.
It?
Yeah, they were throwing and punching ICE agents there. And causing a riot in downtown Chicago. So
I just don't. Yeah, you know what? It's crazy because
those are federal agents too. So you, if they catch you, you're.
I was listening to Fox News on the way in.
Yeah.
In the car, I Sirius Radio. I have it, so I was listening to that real quick to catch up. I usually listen to catch up on it. It's the TV show, but it's on the radio, right?
Right.
And they were talking about the one guy, Griff, has been with them doing reporting for like 20 years. And now I guess he's moving to Fox and Friends in the morning or something.
Okay.
He was interviewing during Biden's thing, a guy that crossed the border. And he says, what are you doing here? And he had an interpreter guy, but the interpreter guy, the guy just looked at him and he goes, why are you coming here? Because I've been accused of murder. And you should have seen like the sound. You couldn't see his face, you know, when he do this, he was talking about, he's like, so these are the people we're like letting into our country. Like, what is going on? Like crazy, you know? Hey, I tell you what, man, I'm all for legal immigration. Everybody, I have a lot of friends that have come here from all kinds of places, but they all did it legally. So, you know, this other way is not a good way.
No, no.
And we're the other way, we end up with a lot of bad people sometimes.
It's
so
true.
So yeah, it is what it is. These guys are doing their job, and they're finally doing their job. You know, the people they put in charge now of it, they haven't been for years, or they struggled because they were overwhelmed by the policies that allowed things to happen. You know, I don't want to blame the Border Patrol people because that's not the boots on the ground guys. They're doing their job. You know what I mean? But man, I'll tell you what, crazy stuff. But uncar related. So we're going to move on here real quick. I just wanted to mention those folks about trying to. You know, they threaten to cancel a local business is basically is what they do if you don't stop advertising, which is obviously related to the West Automotive Group. You know what? I'm actually going to see if I can find the email next break because the guy puts his name and everything on there. So let's just throw it out there, man. If you're going to do this kind of stuff, you know, and if you're a small business out there and these people are, don't listen to them. Tell them to bug off, yeah, right? Bug off, right, Brandon? That's what we said. Yeah. Bug off, man.
Keep in mind, we're FCC kind of regulated.
Bug off is nice. Yeah.
There's some other words we could use.
No, we can't. Nope, we're going to use bug off. So,
Darn you, George Carlin. Darn you,
George Carlin. That's right. Anyway, no, God bless you, George Carlin. No, I don't know. He George's been dead for a while.
Yeah.
But his stuff is still good, man. It's all over YouTube.
No, but it was his routine that caused the radio station regulation.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. So there was a...
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Out in New York City, a public radio station of all things wanted to play his routine about there's 7 cuss words that you should never say. And they played the whole routine uncensored, and a guy found it offensive because he had his like 4-year-old daughter in the car listening to the radio. So they sued, and it went all the way to the federal level, and boom.
George Carlin's funny. If you ever watch his bit about the Ten Commandments,
yes.
Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
Pretty hilarious.
Classic.
Stuff.
Yeah, classic.
Good stuff. Good stuff for sure. Yeah, one of those things. Let's see here.
Did you want me to go ask my last question? It won't take.
No, long yeah, long, so. Go for it. Let's do it.
Last question I had. So I have to register my vehicle for this month for the Rogue. Uh-huh. I paid it on the very 1st of September. September. Sorry, paid it on the 1st of September.
Okay.
They sent it out on the 10th, uh-huh. And I still have not heard any word on whether it's been sent to me or not. They said according to my profile, said the DMV has sent it out on the 10th.
When's your registration expire?
It's this month. It's September. Every September.
But the end of September?
Oh, September 2nd, to be exact.
Oh.
That's when
it doesn't really matter because your tag's through September.
Correct. Yeah. So my question is...
You could go 6 more months without a tag on. Nobody's going to pull you over.
Is that right?
Pretty close, yeah.
I did not know
that. They don't really... Because they can actually run it, and the registration will be good. Like, if they wanted to run your tags, they're behind you. And the registration is good because you paid it, right?
Right.
Did your smog or whatever. So at that point, they either consider somebody stole your tag or you didn't get your tag yet or whatever. But, you know, a month or two within in it is fine.
Got it. Okay. Because I looked it up online. Their policy says we'll send it out in 3 to 5 business days. And obviously, since the 10th, that's been passed already. If I'm looking at this correct, I got to look on a calendar for business days, mind you. And I'm going to give them the 5 because, you know, DMV's going through a whole process this year, especially with the real ID stuff. I'm getting mine on Friday. Yay. That would be the 17th of September. That it should have been sent, and I still have not received anything yet. So,
well, I think you'll get it eventually, or you'll go to jail, one of the two.
If I'm not here as a producer...
Little Russie will be missing you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I'm not here during a producer, you know what happened to me. Tell my wife I loved her.
Some good stuff.
Thank you.
Some good stuff.
Thank you so much.
All right, I do want to remind folks here real quick. AutoTalk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks up there in North County for, well over 32 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for well over 12 years. Long time.
Mm-hmm.
Back when Brendan STARS first started driving. You weren't even driving then, huh?
No, I was already. Yeah, oh, I already had my permit at 16, and I got my license at 18. So that would have been right the time where I got my car, and you would have said, "Oh, Brendan got his license. Everybody, let's open up.
Get off
shop.
The road. Let's open up a shop." West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right there in Central San Diego. AAA approved and smog certified for well over 8 years now. And, of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall. AAA approved and STARS certified for over 6 years right here in the Golden Triangle across from where we're hanging out this morning. I'm always hanging out here on Saturday mornings with Brendan. Always a good spot to be. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway. AAA approved up there in North County Coastal. Taking care of folks up there for over 2 years. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle service repair and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs. On approved credit, of course. Just ask one of my managers or service consultants helping you out, and they'll get you all taken care of. It's a good card to have. 6 months, no interest. You can continually use it over and over again. So, good stuff for sure. Also, get your vehicle in. If you're having to drive, check engine light, drivability concern, etc. Just talk to a good old man. Mr. Harold was his name. That's not his last name, but his name's Harold. I was working downstairs. I had two employees that had to be off out of the Escondido office yesterday. So, me and Pablo, my operations manager, and Danny, one of the service consultants there. The three of us ran the office yesterday. I did all the parts and all that stuff, estimate building, stuff like that. Good fun stuff. Yeehaw. So anyway, it was a good day. Everybody worked. It was busy. But Harold, I hadn't seen him in years, and he was in a example drivability concern with his vehicle. He has a Lincoln pickup truck,
okay,
like an F-150, but it's a Lincoln style. Okay. And he called and he said, I got no check engine light. Thought I was having transmission problem, but I'm not. I don't think. Something's weird. So he brings it in. Well, Fords, a lot of times, will come up with they first start misfiring. And when they first start misfiring, they'll do this lurch thing.
Okay.
But the misfire counter can't pick up the misfire yet, so it won't turn on a check engine light. Huh. It's got to get worse.
Okay.
Before it does. But we see these. So Brad, my lead technician, he scoped it and everything. Is like, yeah, we got cylinder number one's dropping out on this thing. The plug. Pulled a plug. Those are those long reach plugs that break off in the cylinders, actually.
Yeah.
Luckily, so we have a way to do these things, but pulled it in their super warrants. They had like 85,000 miles on them. They're 100,000 mile plugs, but they don't always make it that far.
Sometimes, yeah.
Recommendations, plugs and boots, do an induction service. The reason we do an induction service on those is very important, though, and I was thinking about this in the BG induction service. They have these long tips that stick down through this hole, and where it comes out into the combustion chamber, often carbon will build up, and when you try to remove this plug, the tip breaks off in it. It's called a long reach plug. It's weird design. You can look them up for Ford. Anyway, it's like 2004 they were using these two to six or something.
Okay.
That was there. Anyway, if you do an induction service first, it a lot of times cleans that combustion carbon out. So when you go to back that spark plug out, the tip doesn't stick and break off.
Okay.
Now, if the tip sticks and breaks off, we do have a tool that will extract that. But it requires about a half hour worth of labor per cylinder they break off in. So if you can do an induction service first, clean all that carbon out of there, get those bad boys out, and then get the new plugs in and boots, man, that thing runs like a top, and you don't have to spend time extracting spark plug tips.
Nice. And so this truck was older than 2004, is what you were
saying? No, I think it was between 2 and 6, so it had to be in there somewhere.
Okay, gotcha.
I think it was 2004 or 5.
Okay,
gotcha. Whichever it was. Nice shape. Harold don't drive a ton. So, I mean, he's got 170,000 miles on it, but that's about, you know, right for...
That's still a baby.
It's 20 years. Well, 20 years that he's had. He bought it brand new, so it's 20 years old.
So he's the original owner, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the truck's beautiful.
Nice.
Like my F-250 was. Like, it takes great care of it and all that, so...
Do you think it can reach to 300?
That's why he brought it in when it's just doing that instead of waiting until the check engine light came
out. True. You think he can reach it to 300?
Well, hopefully he can reach 400 like I did.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm excited for this.
See what happens.
Come on, you got this, Mr.
He's only halfway there.
Yeah, so you're only halfway there.
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope he gets to drive it that far. Awesome. But super fun guy to talk to. Ex-military, just a great old guy. I had to guess, but Harold's in his 80s somewhere, I'd presume.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but walking, talking, just like, you know, he's in great shape, doing his thing. So it was great to see him. And it's great to see clients like that, get to talk to different people and things like that.
For sure.
So yeah. We get some crazy ones, though. We had a car, I'll finish up here in a second with, we had a car that a guy towed in a car and keys broke off in the ignition, 8 fuses missing. Somebody cut 3 different looms, just cut the whole loom wiring. Like, dude, what's going on here? The key broke off in the ignition. They don't have the transponder, so now we got to get 2 keys and program it for the car if you want to drive it. Very interesting stuff going on, for sure.
Yeah. Was this at, and that was at that shop?
It got towed in. It was Escondido I was working at, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it got towed in. Yeah, I was there. Yeah, so just a couple really interesting things as far as that goes. But I will finish up here and say, you know what? Drivability concern, cooling, overheating, AC concern, etc. Get into one of my locations, one of the 5 at West Automotive Group, and let us diagnose your vehicle properly. Best money spent is on a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose your vehicle properly. We'll save you thousands of dollars over years as far as that goes, and to prevent unwanted parts replacement. We do offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, and also low-cost rental vehicles at partners nearby us. You can jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, known as X, or Instagram by once again going to westautomotivegroup.com. You can also check out the Automan segments, where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5 News. They're all posted on there. Or go to Auto Talk Radio and listen to live podcasts. You can also email us anytime here, no matter where I am, at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. That's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Give us a call here at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. And we're happy to talk to you about anything automotive related. Did you have something else to add real quick?
No. Otherwise, we were going to talk about recalls, but
we are.
Did you want to do one more break and then we'll do recalls, or did you want to
just talk skip about the right break now? And forget it?
Oh, okay. We could do that too. I mean, it's your hour.
Don't we get in trouble when we do that?
No. Oh, you can do whatever you want.
Is it my commercial playing in the break?
Yeah. the last one,
oh,
for sure.
But oh, gotcha.
I can move those commercials around if you want to as well. So it's your hour. You could do whatever you want. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
How do you like that, folks? I can talk for a whole hour if I want to.
Yeah, if you wanted to, you could talk 52, 56 minutes. I think it's 56 minutes you have. You could talk for 56 straight minutes and nothing happens. So,
well, yeah. If Dave was here with us, Dave Stahl, I'd say that we'd probably do that. Does Dave do that sometimes?
Yeah, for sure. I'll look at him like, are we going?
He stopped.
Just keep going.
He stopped by Escondido yesterday when I was downstairs and I chatted with him for a little bit.
I immediately turned on the TV and guess who's on the TV?
Mr. Dave Stahl.
He's celebrating a Jeep birthday of some sort.
How old is Dave now?
Oh, gosh.
72.
I hear that Tyrannosaurus bones aren't as old, so just joking with it.
No, I know he's younger than my dad.
Yes, he
is. Maybe he's late 70s though.
No, I think he's in his 80s, early 80s though.
Dave is?
I think so. Yes.
Can you Google that stuff?
I will take a look again.
See if it shows. I'd really like to know.
In the meantime, so recalls. Just alone this week, we had a lot of recalls already. Like Toyota, Hyundai. Hyundai recalled 1.1 million vehicles for seatbelt and panel display problems.
Wow.
So go check out information on that, obviously. I already said that one. Ford recalled 2016 to 2019 Ford Taurus, is how you pronounce it? T-A-U-R-U-S.
Taurus. Yeah, why? What's wrong with it?
They have a faulty door trim, apparently, that will impact the driving of your vehicle. Stellantis recalled 160,000 for the same problem. And then I'll give you one more here. But as you can see, these are a weekly situation where something will always get recalled from the vehicle. But it's due to, again, the safety concerns that will come about when driving. And I know you're going to get into much more detail. One more I'll give to you here is that Honda recalled 17,000 of their vehicles due to power steering failure, and it's specifically for, if I could find it, Honda, not Rivian, Honda, here it is, 2025 Acura RDX vehicles, specifically. Uh-huh. So Yeah, tons and tons of vehicles get recalled. Rivian this week, 2025 R1S and R1Ts got recalled due to an outdated software system that may cause the highway or the hands-free highway assist software to incorrectly identify other cars. I have to turn mine off every single time I turn on my Rogue because there's construction. So they're making us swerve into different lanes over and over, and it makes me want to correct into a cone every single time. So I keep forgetting to do so every so often. But hopefully that construction is going to get finished soon because, man, oh, man, is a because it turns on automatically every time I switch on my car. So I know sometimes you have to deal with that too as well, where you have to go through the menu, find that option, turn it off again, and then
the only option I ever turn off is the stop start.
Yeah, but you said you have to do that every time.
Yeah, but
you turn
there's
on
a
the
switch
car.
Right there. I don't have to go through.
No,
that.
I have to go through a menu with mine. Yeah, so. Every single
get a
time.
Different car. Sounds like a lot of work.
I told you I have the most basic trim level of Honda Rogue that you'll ever see. So. You know, there's only so much I can do on my end.
Well, Ford's also recalling the Ranger again. 2024 through 2026 have a problem with side curtain airbags, apparently. NHTSA, which Brendan was trying to talk about
that's
earlier,
right.
Has announced. So anyway, there's one of your things for that. But there's always recalls going on. There's so many of them. You're right, 100%. Tesla Model Ys may have faulty door handles. Imagine that. Cyber attack against the JLR. Jaguar Land Rover results in a long production pause. So they got hit with a cyber attack. Stopping its global production starting on September 1st. Company began by shutting down its internal systems on September 2nd and is currently rebuilding them. A spokesman for JLR confirmed to Car and Driver that production stoppage is expected to continue through Wednesday, September 24th. Wow. So they got attacked. That stinks.
82, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Dave Stahl, 82.
Oh, is he 82, really?
Yes, right. Yeah.
Well, he's two years younger than my dad. The 1998 Lamborghini Puretganta concept will go up for auction via Broad Arrow in Belgium on October 10th and could fetch over $3 million. Puretganta was based on the Diablo, but wears a custom carbon fiber body. So there you go. If you got an extra $3 million, you might go to the auction there, Brendan. What are you thinking? No, not doing it. Oh, he's on the phone. A couple other cars here that, something kind of cool is that Hyundai confirms it's building a mid-size pickup truck. That's interesting. Oh, they didn't have a pickup for this. Oh, and Brendan will love this one. 1975 AMC Pacer, the famous fishbowl surfaces on BAT. Sporty model, red with its white, is unusually spiffy, restored condition. Pacer became a joke on Wayne's World as a serious attempt at a different kind of small car. It was a weird car. Roomy but compact, it initially sold well. This one has been tweeted, man, the motors in them were terrible and junk to work on. So, Brendan, I think you need one of these. They're selling a 1975 AMC Pacer.
Famous fish bowls. Oh, my grandfather would love that. Grandfather has a Pacer car, too.
God, the motors in these were the worst. This launched, the AMC Pacer launched in 1975.
No, he has a different Pacer car from the 60s.
Is it a Pace car?
Yes.
No, this is an AMC Pacer. It was a model of car.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
No, he has a Pace car. That's worth a lot of money.
Yes.
This is a Pacer.
So he has three different properties. One is like for his high-end antique cars. Another one he puts into. he bought a church in the middle of nowhere, North Dakota, and keeps all this other.
That's a great place to turn into a car museum.
It's true.
He bought an old church.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm not kidding. I'm so sorry to say this over the air.
Why?
But he has my dad's and my aunt and uncle's bikes, uh-huh. And they're actually very, very expensive bikes too, uh-huh. Mind you. He has them hung. Jesus Christ is on the cross still in there, and he has them hung on Jesus's hands and his neck as he's like
the bikes.
The bikes.
Your grandpa's got a sense of humor, doesn't he? I'd like to meet him.
I really am, but they're really cool bikes, to say the least. Anyways, so the 1975 AMC Pacer car. Is this up for bid, I'm assuming?
At it looks like, I don't know what they're doing with this thing, but let's see, before the what are they doing with this one? I don't know. They're just showing pictures of it. This most excellent red over white 1975 AMC Pacer X is up for sale on Bring a Trailer. It's called Bring a Trailer, which, like Car and Driver, is part of the Hearst Autos. Check it out, Garth. Remember, the Pacer was actually, you'll appreciate this. Pacer was used in Wayne's World.
Ah,
do you remember the car?
I remember, yes.
With an AM radio, we'll have to get a tape deck installed so we can headbang to Queen. Anyway.
That's a good reference to that movie.
Trippy looking car. Was definitely a 70s car. Had lots of issues, not a lot of power, trying to reduce emissions, you know, that kind of stuff. But they did call it the fishbowl because it was a mini car that was rounded to make it feel like you had a lot of room inside of it. So, just one of those things when it comes to cars, right? Boy, somebody, Ram's full-size electric truck is dead. They killed it. That's done. So good. Some stuff in the news there. Yeah, there's just some good stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. There always is, though. And you always love your Tesla stuff, right?
Don't tell me it's in the news, is it?
What's that? Your
Tesla?
Yeah,
Tesla,
it's in the news. 2021 Tesla Model Ys may have faulty door handles. I just told you that.
Okay.
You weren't listening.
I honestly was tuning out. As soon as you said Tesla, I tuned out.
The Nissan Ariya has been canceled. Cancel culture on that car. Boom, gone. Anyway, just good stuff. So we're talking about there. I also need to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. They're the only battery we stock at the West Automotive Group. So if you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, get in. We'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, definitely check them out in their storefronts. 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Let's grab Steve real quick in Oceanside. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. I went out to pick your part there in Oceanside yesterday, and they close business tomorrow, Monday morning. There's 10 people going to be unemployed. And there's the kid that priced out the stuff I was buying.
Uh-huh.
His name's Jonathan, and he lives in Oceanside, needs a job. I don't know if you're hiring, but if there's any other businesses. He's a good kid, but there's 10 other people that need jobs too, and it's sad.
Yeah, I'm surprised that, because that's owned by LKQ and that. So are they just closing that yard? Because LKQ is not going anywhere. They're humongous.
Right. But it's 50 miles to the next one down to Chula
Vista. Oh, so they can't drive.
It's 50 miles down to Chula Vista or up in Riverside, Anaheim area.
Huh. I didn't hear they were doing that. I didn't.
If you need cores, the transmissions I think are 179 or something like that. So if you need cores,
No. The problem is you got to go over there and take them all out yourself.
That's it.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that anymore. I don't like laying in the dirt.
Screwed up is that the pictures they take of the truck when it comes in.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine told me about this. He says, check the date when it came in, because most of their cars are picked over.
Oh, yeah, they'll be stripped, yeah.
Yeah, and so they're hauling cars off. They got a bunch of rows that are empty, so they are, today and tomorrow is the last day.
Well,
so.
I appreciate you calling that. And what I would say is, if you know this young gentleman, just tell him to jump on westautomotivegroup.com. You could fill out an application. We hire for all kinds of things, drivers. You don't have to be an automotive technician necessarily to work for us. We have all kinds of different positions in our company.
That's exactly what I told him. He'd be great at front desk. He's got a really neat personality. And, it's like you and Dave both say, is that, the person meeting the public really matters.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we often train service consultants and that. Yeah. We started a young man in Escondido. It's worked for me for years now. He's 26. He started when he was 18. He was a porter, lot attendant. And this kid had such a great personality. We sent him to school to become a service writer. He's one of our top customer service people now. He really is. He's an amazing, amazing guy. And you know, we kind of home grew him to that. So we can train a lot of these things. If you have the people skills, you like taking care of people, then, you know, get on there. If you're a technician, same thing. WestAutomotiveGroup.com. Fill out that. There's an application you can fill out and attach your resume, and it comes right to me. So, yeah, please refer them to that direction. I'll be happy to talk to them.
Okay, because that's the thing I told him. I said, you know where Oceanside Transmission is, right next to AC? He says, oh, yeah, I know exactly where that is.
That's our Oceanside location.
And so he lives there in Oceanside, so this would be a really good fit. I told him I'd tell you and today and see what you thought. So
absolutely.
I don't know if you want to do this off air, but this works good for searching out other people too.
Yeah, everybody out there, just go to westautomotivegroup.com and you can apply through there. I appreciate it, Steve. Thank you. Thanks for thinking of us. You have a wonderful, safe weekend.
All the time.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. Great stuff. Where are we winding down to, Brendan? I don't have a time clock anymore. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Until next Saturday, this has been Auto Talk Radio Live.
Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.